From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A very powerful earthquake has violently shaken Indonesia. The tremor's magnitude was 7.6, and it's collapsed buildings in the city of Padang on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. At least 75 people are dead. Authorities say thousands of people are trapped in the rubble. Padang is home to nearly a million people. Meanwhile, the Pacific Ocean tsunami that swept over the Samoan Islands has killed at least 100 people. That deadly wave was triggered by a separate earthquake. Coastal towns and villages have been destroyed. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
The powerful quake lasted more than 2 minutes and struck early in the morning as most Samoans were just starting their day. Within minutes, waves as high as 30 feet hit the coastlines of Samoa and American Samoa. Entire towns were washed away and water surged miles inland. Red Cross workers have fanned out across Samoa to help people left homeless by the tsunami. New Zealand has sent two military planes to the region. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says he's doing the same.
We'll be dispatching charter aircraft with much-needed medical supplies, search and rescue teams, as well as disaster recovery equipment. I spoke earlier today with the acting Prime Minister of Samoa, and we stand ready to provide every level of necessary assistance.
Communication has been cut off with many outlying areas. Officials fear the number of dead could rise dramatically when rescue teams reach those areas. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The Obama administration is awarding $5 billion in grants to researchers who are trying to find ways to treat illnesses such as heart disease and cancer. President Obama says this will pay for thousands of new scientific jobs spread among research labs, schools, and businesses that make equipment.
This represents the single largest boost to biomedical research in history.
The money will come from the multi-billion-dollar stimulus program. The government reports a key indicator of the nation's economy shows the recession is lightening. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The Commerce Department's latest reading on gross domestic product shows the nation's economic activity shrinking at a pace of 0.7%. The adjusted report for spring is better than what analysts expected and an improvement from the last estimate of a 1% drop in the GDP. The figure measures the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S. The government found that businesses didn't cut back on spending for equipment and software as much as anticipated, and consumers didn't trim their spending as much either. The better-than-expected GDP figure supports recent predictions by Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and others that the recession is likely over. Still, the economy has contracted now for a record 4 straight quarters, and unemployment is forecast to top 10%. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 67 points at 9,674. The Nasdaq is down 11 points. It's at 2,112. This is NPR News. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's opened a national meeting on distracted driving. He calls this a menace to society. The White House released a report saying nearly 6,000 people were killed in car crashes that have been linked to driver distraction, usually when motorists are using cell phones. The Transportation Department called today's summit to look at how to end these dangers. Officials with General Motors, Chrysler, and the Auto Task Force will sit down today for the first time with representatives of rejected dealerships. Dealers have lobbied hard to restore the franchises or pay off dealers who lost them. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has more.
Chrysler terminated 789 dealerships during its bankruptcy. GM plans to wind down 1,200 by the end of next year. Tammy Darvish runs a group of dealerships in the Washington, D.C. area. She says Chrysler and GM made unfair and arbitrary decisions on which dealers to axe, and she says the rejection set a bad precedent.
Who's going to go invest $6, $7, $8, $10, $12 million in another facility, knowing that a manufacturer can just take a 42-day vacation in federal court and get rid of you?
Some rejected dealers want their franchises back. Others want to be compensated for the terminations. Meanwhile, a bill to force Chrysler and GM to reinstate the dealers is pending in the U.S. Senate. The bill passed the House earlier this summer. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Russia's launched a rocket into orbit headed for the International Space Station. A Russian cosmonaut, a U.S. astronaut, and a wealthy tourist from Canada are aboard. Tourist Guy Laliberté is the founder of the elite circus Cirque du Soleil. He paid $35 million for the trip and is trying to publicize the problem of clean water around the world. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.